Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing about the factionalism in ZANU-PF with some war veterans calling on President Emmerson Mnangagwa to resign, while some of his supporters are calling for him to extend his term beyond 2030. But Mr. Mnangagwa says he will not follow, he will follow the country's constitution. But analysts following developments in Zimbabwe saying only time will tell. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in Wange District in Matabeleland North, where a silent crisis is unfolding. A surge in illnesses and bedridden patients has left families struggling to cope. But it's not just the diseases that are taking a devastating toll, as patients are facing challenges in paying for their medical care, with hospitals demanding payment upfront and medication in short supply. Many are being forced to suffer in silence, their conditions worsening with each passing day. For VOA, Nokutaba Dlamini reports.
Esigabeni sehlanganani phansi kwenduna umvuthu sihlangana logogo unakalavo oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi amane lanhlanu 85 osasimeni yesibi sokugula kasenelisi lokuhlanganiswa inkulumo esikwenelise ukukuzwa ekhala ngakho ikuqaqamba kwamadolo kwazise inyawo lazo sezibanda kanye lokuzaca nje umzimba
amadolo abuhlungu wasula amadolo
Ngemva kwalokho kasenelisanga ukuqhubekela phambili kunxoxo yethu kodwa udade wabo omlandelayo unkosikazi Florence Moyo laye osekhulile njalo engaphilanga emzimbeni uthi phezu kwamadolo uhlutshwa la yinhliziyo kodwa amaphilisi kawatholi ngemfanelo ngesizathu sokuba abantu abakhe kabasondeli emkhuhlaneni
into ezifunakalayo sibili amaphampa wona la lamali ukuza wona amaphilisi isepa yokuwatsha mina kangiphilanga nge BP nge sifuba amadolo inyawo zabe zikufi ngaphansi amadolo la leqolo
ukuze umthwalo ube lula imuli le incediswa ngunkosikazi Khathazile Ndebele obona ngezempila kahle esigabeni sehlanganani eBH 29 egezisa ogulayo uthi imuli le ebhekane lakho kusemzini phose yonke
kathesi umuntu uyagula mribe kuphela eclinic ukuthi hayi hamba eclinic ehambe futhi efika eclinic eclinic uzabuye ephenduke nje ukuthi eclinic kuthiwa kula maphilisi bambhalele ukuthi ngiyethemba manje mina kangilamali ngizayenze njani lendlala khonapho ukuze eclinic kukhatshana nga uhamba vele ukuthi uhamba ngenyawo uhamba 3 hours lokuhamba kakhulu kabe BP ama-HCT awakho ngihambile last week ibe ningamakhadi awisini ngizama ukuyabadingela indlovu ngaphenduka lawa ngakuya la ngasengabanika athi manje nxa usinika uthi thina siyenze njani njengangikhangele ngoba ngogogo vele kakhulu ngikhuluma sokabanathi banabo ngoba abanamali ukuthenga amaphilisi
usobhuku wehlanganani unkosikazi Bongani Mlotshwa laye ubhekane lomzukulu wakhe okhubazekileyo kodwa indleko zokumela phisa zikhangele yena le muli
umntana lo wabelethwa wabuya ngeflatha uthe ubuye ngeflatha ikhanda lasale lambijana kunina so wasenze beyifosa ukuthethe
umamlotshwa uthi abantu abaningi abaphilanga esigabeni lesi kwande njalo labakhubazekileyo
indlovu ikhatshana isibhedlela esikhulu sikhatshana so siphakathi nxa ungelamali vele kuba nzima akula la mota yokuthi kumbe ngaba khona imota engamthwala le mithi khona le sibhedlela vele ungazohamba i-treatment uyabula umango i-treatment iswele
ukhansela wekatshetshethe umnumzana Given Moyo uthi ulokudana ngendlela uhulumende angaqakathekisi ngayo ukuthuthukisa ezempilakahle
abaningi kakhulu lapha bayahamba besiye ezambia but abanye bangikhona masevele ezambia sehledela ikubona sile cases abantu abakhona emakhaya asebe ngama bedridden bekhona emakhaya sokuthi ama home based care but indaba ekhona yiyona leyo ukuthi alukho usizo olutholakalayo ema hospital ngikhuluma kanje ngiyahamba khona ngale ngafika e hospital abantu bayangena bayaphuma bagijima bethu benikana izimali bethi bedinga izimali zokuyadinga imithi sithatha isikhathi ukuthi udokotela azebe khona udokotela uye kade ngizengahlingi fike ngabo 8 kwaze kwachaya ama-9 ngasuka ngama-9 kwathiwa udokotela ingxoza afika ngama-10 kwecatshangelwa lokhuya.
Inkulumo kamoyo isekelwa luphenyo lweZimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment kuphenyo lwabo olwenziwe enyakenye oluveza izinga eliphezulu lemikhuhlane esabelweni seMathebeleland North. Ngokomzekeliso bathi inani labantu abangamashumi phose amane ekhulwini 39% baphila negcikwane le-HIV, kwande njalo imikhuhlane yetshukela, enhliziyo, izithuthwane, ezinso, ufuba, ukugogeka leminye. Imizamo yokuxhumana lesikhulumeli sogatsha lwezempilakahle umnumzana Donald Mojiri yehlule ngoba ebengaphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelwe ngumsakazo lo. Kodwa uhola isabelo seMathebeleland North umnumzana Richard Moyo uthi sokwasungulwa ukwakhiwa kwesibhedlela esizamela izakhamizi yelupane esizahlonyiswa ngemtshina yonke, kodwa ukuthi nini akwaziwa. NginguNokuthaba Dlamini we-VOA News ngiseWange.
Thank you, Noctoba. Now back to the nasty factionalism bedeviling ZANU-PF. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights today posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying reporter Blessed Mhlanga of Heart and Soul Media has been arrested by the Zimbabwe police. The X message read, "At Police Zimbabwe have arrested and charged journalist Blessed Mhlanga with 2 counts of contravening Section 164 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act for allegedly transmitting data messages inciting violence." Mhlanga was one of the reporters who interviewed controversial war veteran Blessed Geza. We will give you more on this, so please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And joining us to discuss factionalism in ZANU-PF, we are joined by Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, based in the United Kingdom. We also have Mr. Tawanda Jokora, an opposition activist based in North Dakota, here in the United States, and the program's director at the Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice, Mr. Tendai Mbofana. And welcome to the program, gentlemen. But I will start off with you, Mr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program.
Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mabaza, can you please update us on what is happening within your party? We have been seeing so many videos circulating. Would just like an update on what is happening so far.
Nothing is happening within the party. Everything is normal. Yes, people are trying to build the molehill out of nothing. Nothing is going on. Nothing is affecting the party. The party is in its business as usual, and therefore we have nothing to worry about. And Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF is one of the most united parties on earth, and we are united. Yes, there could be some problems here and there. There could be people saying this and that, but the truth is ZANU-PF is not in any political problems at the moment. We are actually as united as ever before.
Thank you. I'll come over to you, Mr. Jokora. What's your view on the arrest of Blessed Mhlanga? And welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mavelas. Thank you, Zimbabwe. As citizens, we condemn in no uncertain terms the arrest of Blessed Mhlanga, a journalist, We know that Blessed Mhlanga did not commit any crime. He is innocent. His only crime is to do his job. He provided a platform for one of ZANU-PF's officials who was, expressing his rights and expressing his sentiments and maybe the sentiments of a nation. But unfortunately, it did not go down well with one faction of ZANU-PF. So we are surprised that Mr. Mabaza comes here and says everything is okay in ZANU-PF. It's not okay. We can see what is happening. We are seeing what Mr. Mnangagwa is trying to do. He wants to be a life president. He wants to extend his term first by 2 years, and then later on, I think, by as many years as he wants, and that's very unfortunate. And as citizens, we are totally against that, and we will continue to educate people and to talk to people as we are speaking right here on VOA so that the people of Zimbabwe understand what it means for Mr. Mnangagwa to extend his term. An extension of term to 2030 for Mr. Mnangagwa means an extension and perpetuation of the suffering that the people of Zimbabwe are going through right now. An extension of term means an extension of the looting and the senseless corruption that we are seeing within ZANU-PF. It means everything that is going on in Zimbabwe right now will continue to go on, and that is massive suffering, and that is what it means. So we will need to tell all Zimbabweans so that they understand that this is what Mr. Mnangagwa wants.
Mr. Jokora, we heard Mr. Mnangagwa, the president himself, saying only last week that he will respect the constitution. Do you think he will keep his word?
No, he's not keeping his word. He's actually taking the people of Zimbabwe for fools. If he means well, you would have started by saying something to the senior ZANU-PF official who said, we are going to take the constitution. It is us who wrote it. So we are going to take it, tear it apart, and write another one. You cannot have a senior person in a political party, in your party, in fact, in your government, talking about destroying a constitution and rewriting another one. And if he was also serious, they would not have seen so many ZANU-PF officials and members that are being persecuted. Some have even been suspended for not supporting the 2030 mantra. So Mr. Mnangagwa is not serious, and the people of Zimbabwe are seeing right through his lies that he is not going to extend his term. He indeed wants to extend his term. If he doesn't want, why is he inviting the people that are chanting the 23rd mantra to his pre-cab farm? And why hasn't he invited those that are against? Because we know that there is a big number of people within ZANU-PF that include Comrade Geza that are against him. If he is a true Democrat, if he is a true constitutionalist, you would definitely have addressed those people. But he has not addressed them. In fact, we are seeing those people being persecuted. Right now, as we are speaking, Mr. Geza is in hiding. He is running away. And Blessed Mhlanga has been arrested. Why are they arresting him? It just shows that Mr. Mnangagwa is lying to the people of Zimbabwe, and that's not right.
Thank you. Let me now move over to you, Mr. Mbofana. What are you seeing on the ground? You are aware it's all happening. What's your view? And also, can you comment on what Mr. Mabaza and also what Mr. Jokora just said?
Thank you so much, Mavi. Yes, I do dispute what Mr. Mabaza said, that ZANU-PF is as united as ever. If unity means, expelling and spending and persecuting some of your own, including senior officials, like Geza, a Central Committee member, for simply expressing his views that he does not agree with what another faction of ZANU-PF is proposing or pushing for, that to me is not unity. We have even witnessed some very embarrassing scenes at national events. For instance, at the National Heroes Acre, where two factions, several factions of ZANU-PF, were out, you know, seeing each other. One supporting the president, the other supporting the vice president. So that, to me, does not paint a picture of unity. It has already been alluded to. When it comes to this issue of 2030, if the president was serious with what he said that last week, and it wasn't even the first time that he said that he was not interested in going beyond 2028, he even said those comments before the ZANU-PF annual people's conference in October. Last year, if you are serious, you would shut down all these people that are clamoring to amend the constitution. You would have said, no, thank you very much, but I'm not interested in going beyond 2028. So leave this issue alone, leave the constitution alone. But the very fact that these 2020 campaigners are going ahead with their noise means that there is something amiss going on here. I can even move on to the issue of our fellow journalists. Blessed Mhlanga. You know, that's one thing that already points to that factionism and that division with ZANU-PF. How can you then arrest a journalist for merely doing his job? He interviewed Comrade Blessed Geza. Blessed Geza said whatever he wanted to say. Why then are you persecuting the messenger? For instance, Mavi, here you are interviewing the three of us. If suddenly I, during this platform, I'm going to, I say something, you know, that is considered to be inflammatory, that is considered to incite violence, that is considered to undermine authority of the president, who should be held to account? Should it be you, Mavi Tondo Tumangwana or Sungwa? Yeah, just because you hosted this program. And so you'll just be doing your job. You gave us a platform to speak. We are speaking our mind, and it will not be your fault, or you know, you have committed a crime for something that some of us would have said. That's the same thing, Blessed Mhlanga. What crime did you commit by giving Comrade Blessed Geza a platform to him for him to express himself? And another thing that we find, if Comrade Geza had said anything that incites violence or disorder or damage to property, we are not even hearing what are those statements exactly that he said. We know that when someone is being charged for a crime, they can actually quote that on this day, on such a platform, you said A, B, C, D. We are not hearing that. All we are hearing are sections of the criminal law being cited. But what exactly did he say? That can be construed to mean that he was inciting violence and inciting people to damage property or even insulting the president or undermining his authority. So all these things, you know, all they point to is the factional fight that we've seen in ZANU-PF and one group trying to silence the other group that they see that if they are not agreeing with their push for the constitution to be amended so that remains in power for however long he wants to remain in power.
Thank you so much. Todzoka kwamuri vamavaza muri kunzwa apo tiri kunzwa vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari kutaura kuti kana muri kuti imi mune runyararo mubato renyu reZANU-PF sei tiri kuona kui nekurudziro yekuti vageza vanova ivo memba yebato renyu vari kunziwo vari kutsvagwa uyezve takaona vamwe vakuru vakuru vemubato renyu vachinzi havasisina mabasa avo zvakamira sei ipapo.
Chekutanga ndechekuti vageza havasi kutsvagwa neZANU-PF, vageza vari kutsvagwa nemapurisa.
Ehe zvazvo, asi vari kutsvagwa nemapurisa mushure mekunge zvaita si
vari kutsvagwa nemapurisa mushure mekunge vatyora mutemo. Kunyange vatyorera mutemo wavo zvavakanangana nebato reZANU-PF oro nenyika yeZimbabwe, vageza pavakataura nenyika yeZimbabwe vanga vasingatauri vakamirira ZANU-PF. Vaitaura vakamirira vana veZimbabwe, vakamirira maoze. Saka vageza havasi kudaidzwa kana kuti kutsvagiwa nekuda kweZANU-PF. ZANU-PF haine nechekuita nekutsvagiwa kwavageza kwavari kutsvagiwa iko zvino. Chepiri, kusungwa kwaBlessed Mhlanga hakune neZANU-PF. VaBlessed Mhlanga havana kusungwa neZANU-PF, vasungwa nemapurisa. Tine dambudziko guru rekuti vazhinji vakangoona munhu atyora mutemo vanotarisira kuona ZANU-PF ichimira ichimudzivirira nekuti inhengo yeZANU-PF.
vanotefa haidzivire nhengo dzayo kana munhu upi zvayo vanotefa inosiya kuti mutemo utore bandiko rawo mutemo uite kusvika paunosvika evablessed mutlanga vachapinda mudare mangwana sekutaura kwazvaitwa nemapurisa ndiri kuona kuti vambofanira havana kunzwisisa kuti vasungwa benye nemhaka yei nyaya yavasungirwa nezvavakaita kana vari kunzi vakaita zvichazotaurwa mudare redzimhosva mangwana pavachasimuka vachipinda mudare saka hazvitaurwe nhasi nekuti nhasi hakuna ari kuudzwa hazvichazoudzwa mutongi mangwana ndo patichanzwa kuti nyaya yacho yaichai inyaya yei saka hatisi chokwadi kuti ZANU-PF iri kumwashura nepakati zvinongoradza chete kungoti ZANU-PF iri kuita basa rayo nemazvo iri kutonga nyika hasina dambudziko munyaya dzekutonga nyika dambudziko riripo riri kuonekwa nevanhu idambudziko riri kuitika pakati pevanhu avo neavo nemapurisa mapurisa haatongwe nezanupf mapurisa haatumwe nezanupf mapurisa harisi bato rezanupf harisi bandiko rezanupf vakazvimiririra kana uchinge wasungwa nemapurisa wasungwa nekuda kuti wachikora mutemo wenyika kwete mutemo wezanupf ukatyora mutemo wezanupf unoenda kuzanupf kwaunoitiko kune disciplinary committee inozodzwa nyaya yako nekukutonga nekukudzinga mubato kana kukuchengeta uyezve mataura muchidimbu kuti kune vakuru vakuru vezanupf vakadzingwa mubato tichiri kutaura kudaro mavha hakuna atadzingwa asi kuti kune marecommendations akaitwa ekuti vanofanirwa kudzingwa saka ichazobva kuprovince yoenda kunonzi kunational then national ndoinozotaura kuti aiwa matongere enyakarurama takuadzinga kana kuti aiwa hatisi kuadzinga kana makazwa kuti kune adzingwa hakuna ati adzingwa zvakangoenda kuprovincial province disciplinary committee ikagara ikarekomenda kuti vanhu ivava vadzingwe mubato kanayakomenda iri kurekomenda kunational saka so far hakuna ati adzingwa kusvikira national yataura kuti haichada kana kuti ichiri kuda here munhu mubato rezano
aiwa
chokwadi kuti ZANU-PF iri kurwisana pache zvayo aiwa haisi ZANU-PF iri kutongotonga nyika zvakarurama ende iri kuita matongero ayo chaiwo
tirekei timbonzwa kubva kune vateereri tiri kuona pane vateereri vanga vakatinyorera vachiti tivafonere pana masters dealers tole watson tuna richard moyo nyasha nyagutu wesi leonard tiondepi joseph chibeza aiwa tiri kuedza kukufonerai kuti mupinde chirongwa totaura toya kwamuri vadzokora munonzwa sei zviri kutaurwa navamavaza panyaya iyi zviri kuitika mubato mavo
zvinonyadzisa zviri kutaurwa navamavaza kuti murume mukuru anouya pakadai paredhiyo yakadai yakakura zvakadai achireva nhema dzaanotoziva kuti inhema vari kutaura ivo kuti hakuna zviri kuitika mubato mavo asi vari kutaura kuti vanhu vakanyorerwa matsamba kunzi vadzingwe mumusangano kana vanhu vava kutotaura zvokunzi vadzingwe musangano wedza vakadzingwa kana kuti havasati vadzingwa kana kuti varoda kudzingwa zviri kutongoratidza kuti mune bishi nemheremhere saka vari kutonyepa zvavari kutaura uye zvavari kutaura zvokuti vablessed mushanga vasungiwa vanotozoudzwa mhosva yavo mangwana hakuna mutemo wakadaro ivo vanozviti ndiloya regai tivadzidzise mutemo vamavaza kana uchisungwa kwese kwese kwaunosungwa unonzi takusungira mhosva yakati yakati we are arresting you for this and that you have a right to remain silent ndo zvinoita mapurisa chaiwo chaiwo kana achisunga munhu saka blessed mutsanga anofanira kunge atoudzwa kunzi wasungirwa zvakati ruzhinji rotoziva nekuti blessed mutsanga is a public figure haangangosungwe onovharirwa tisina kuziva vanhu vasingazive kuti asungirwei ndopaunotoona kuti hapana zviripo vaakuda kunogara pasi kuti vachitsvaga zvino kutsvagiridza tumhosva tunyaya kuti inobata ndeipi inobatisa ndeipi tiri kuiziva nyaya yacho nyaya iripo ndeyava munangagwa havasi kuda vanhu vanotaura kuti 2030 hatisi kuida saka ndizvozvo chete zviripo Blessed Mshanga haana mosha yapara. Tunosema citizens tinoti Blessed Mshanga ngaburitswe mujeri nekuti hapana chimwe chakaita kunze kwekuita basa rake. Uye onyaya irikuitwa navamunangagwa yekuti varoda kumanikidza vana veZimbabwe kuti vabvume 2030 kuti varambe varipo. Isi kuti vari kuda kuramba varipo vachiitei vakakoniwa kare. Tarisai muone kutambura kuri kuita vana, kutambura kuri kuita nyika. Tanga tichinzwa izvozvi ambuya vari kuhwange uko vachishayiwa mushonga, vachishayiwa chekufambisa. Zviri kutoratidza kuti nyika haina kumira zvakanaka. Saka varoda kuenda 2030 kusvika kuna 2030 vachiitei kuti vana veZimbabwe varambe vachitambura. Saka isu vana veZimbabwe munhu wese akateerera iwe neni tine basa. Basa rako ndere kutaurira mumwari papapo vanhu vari kumusha, vanhu vari kumaruva kuti 2030 inoreva kutambura kwedu. 2030 inoreva kuti
charamba
vajokora nemurome corruption icharamba yakazara muZimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line as we go to our next program that we have right here. Let's now take a look at what is happening here in the United States. As U.S. President Donald Trump reiterated the need to put an end to the war in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he would be willing to step down to achieve peace. VOA's Veronica Boundaris Iglesias has more details. Let's hear what she had to say.
Monday marks the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the stakes to bring the conflict to an end are high, U.S. President Donald Trump stressed once more when addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference on Saturday.
It's got to end. It's a horrible, horrible thing to watch. I'm dealing with President Zelensky. I'm dealing with President Putin.
Trump also referenced the deal in the works that would grant the U.S. rights to access Ukrainian natural resources in return for the military aid America has given to Kyiv to fight the war.
I want them to give us something for all of the money that we put up. So we're asking for rare earth and oil, anything we can get.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky should work with the Trump administration, especially with respect to economic cooperation, said Republican Representative Mike Lawler when interviewed Sunday on ABC's This Week show.
The United States has invested hundreds of billions of dollars to support Ukraine, and when this war is finally over, Ukraine is going to need significant investment to rebuild.
During a forum in Kyiv on Sunday, President Zelensky expressed readiness to continue the dialogue with the U.S. as a partner and hinted he'd be willing to step aside for the sake of peace.
If there are such conditions.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed told ABC the U.S. should work closely with both the Russian and the Ukrainian leadership in the peace negotiations, but he anticipates some challenges ahead.
And my sense is that the recriminations by the Russians against Ukrainians after this settlement, if it happens, will be dire indeed, that they will deliberately hunt down and destroy anyone they think is was an opponent of them.
Meanwhile, in Russia, President Vladimir Putin participated in ceremonies marking Defender of the Fatherland Day Sunday. He also handed out medals to soldiers fighting in Ukraine and pledged to keep supporting his troops with new and modern weapons and equipment. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
And thank you to our guests and for those that were live streaming with us. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye.